borrowing an iron pot that had been clanking along on a hook beneath Toobledum's cask. Horsey answered early.
As a matter of fact, Mom, I'm inventing some scone soup with a few wild onions, some sage, carrots, a leek or two, and some crumbled oat scones, followed by fresh strawberry surprise with dandelion tea to drink.
It was a surprisingly tasty meal. They downed it with relish. Fenner had one comment to make about the dessert.
What's in this strawberry surprise cookie?
Horty grimaced.
Wish you'd stop calling me cookie. Oh, the strawberry surprise. I made it with some dried apple, preserved plums, and a piece of fruitcake. I found it at the bottom of a ration pack. There ain't a flaming strawberry in the whole thing. Death's the surprise. Good, eh?
Toobledum and Bubub licked their bowls. The Dormouse belched.
Oh, pardon me, one and all. We liked it. Any second helpings?
Toobledum listened to the rhyme which had been dictated to record a scrism by Sister Amel. Fenner read it out to him, but the Dormouse was at a loss to cast any light on it.
Flowers what never grows, and four-legged prisons with no arms? Oh, means naught to us, does it, little Bub-Bub?
The tiny lizard shook its head and nestled under Sorrow's paw. The Dormouse bedded down by the fire, letting the hat brim cover his face.
I ain't clever like you beasts. I'm just an old Toobledum. No matter, ye can search for your own clues round Lomage in the morning. We'll get there afore midday. I'll bid ye happy dreams, one and all. Good night.
Bragoon settled down with the sword close to paw.
I'll stay awake for first watch, mates.
Toobledum's voice came from under the hat.
You get some sleep. I've taken Bub-Bub off his lead. A little fella's better than any sentry. He'll stand guard all night for you.
Horty grinned with relief at Fenner.
Save us a job, what?
The squiddle maid curled up in her cloak beneath the cart.
Indeed it does. Good night, Cookie.
The young hare's ears shot up stiffly.
Cookie yourself, miss. Go and boil your blinking heads, the blooming lot of you.
He closed his eyes, trying to ignore the replies.
Nighty-night, Cookie.
Not staying up to plan breakfast then, Cookie.
I expect he has a special menu writer to do it for him back home at Redwall, don't you, Cookie?
A leader with stout paws, a wise ruler of an abbey and a cookie with a heart of gold. Ain't we the lucky ones?
Next day dawned on the wasteland, a warm flood of glorious colours, muted by dusty haze. The travellers ate a cold breakfast, eager to be on their way. Toobledum lingered, gossiping and trying to spin the meal out. It was only after gentle prodding that Bragoon urged the Dormouse to get underway. Sorrow took Bubub's lead and Springall volunteered to pull the cart. They took up the rear while Toobledum walked in front with Horty and Fenner. Ambling slowly along, the Dormouse chatted with them. They had been marching a while when Bragoon began having suspicions about the route. He called to Toobledum, who was still talking at length with Horty and Fenner.
Now then, matey, when do you reckon we'll be at Lomhedge?
Without turning around, the Dormouse shouted his answer.
Oh, won't be till after lunch, I'm thinking. But don't you fret. We're making fair progress, one and all.
Nodding knowingly, the otter whispered to Sorrow.
Aye, I thought so. This old buffer's got us on a vinegar trip.
She glanced quizzically at the otter.
What are you talking about, mate?
Keeping his voice low, Bragoon explained.
See those hills off to the right? We've been following them east instead of south. Can you see how slow Toobledum's walking? Did you notice how he lingered over breakfast?
Sorrow was becoming impatient.
Spit it out, mate. What's going on?
The otter conveyed his thoughts to her.
Well, we ain't exactly going the wrong way. The Dormouse will get us there sooner or later. But he's stringing the trip out, so we'll feed him again at lunchtime. Trouble is, the old fella loves victuals too much, and he mightn't have much food at home. So he wants to scoff our rations and have Horty doing all the cooking for him.
Sorrow looked down at Bubub.
Is that right?
The little sand lizard grinned and nodded as the squiddle patted him.
Well, the crafty old grub swiper.
Bragoon winked at her.
I'll fix that fat swindler, mate.
He called aloud to Toobledum.
We ain't stopping for lunch. Best press on to Lomhedge. When we arise, we'll have a big lunch and a good rest.
The Dormouse immediately altered course and speeded up, heading for the hills as he answered.
Hi, good idea. Follow me. I've just remembered a good shortcut. We'll be there before you know it.
Sorrow whispered to Bragoon.
Look at little Bub up there. I'll swear he just sniggered.